कर्म फल निर्दिष्टाम यम यम योनि व्रजम्यहम तैस्य तैस्य ऋषिकेश त्वयि भक्ति दृढ़ास्तु मे नैन्नत वदामि न शृणोमि न चिन्तयामि नैन्नत स्मरामि न भजामि न चाश्रयामि भक्ता त्वदीय चरणाम्बुजमन्तरेण श्री श्रीनिवास पुरुषोत्तम देहिदास्यम् या प्रीतिरविवेकानां विषयेषु अनुपायिनी त्वामनुस्मरता समे हृदयान् हृदयान् मा प्रसर्पतु फ्रॉम द प्रपूर्ण गीता ओ लॉर्ड ऑफ द सेंसेस मे माय मच डिवोशन टू दी रिमेन फर्म व्हाट एवर बॉडीज आई एम ऑब्टेन अकॉर्डिंग टू द फ्रूट्स ऑफ माय वर्क O Lord, Thou Supreme Being, in my devotion I shall not speak of, not hear of, nor think of, nor recall, nor adore, nor resort to anything other than Thy lotus feet. O Thou, the seat of all virtue and majesty, vouchsafe unto me the privilege of serving Thee. May I think of Thee with that strong love which the ignorant cherish for the things of the world, and may that love never cease to abide in my heart. It is a wonderful prayer. We are born according to our own karma. We get happiness, misery, suffering, joy, bliss, all according to our karma. Suti mule tad vipako jati ayur bhoga. Patanjali says, because of your past karma, which determines are you? How long shall we live in this world? Jati, where shall we be born? Bhoga, how much happiness and misery we shall encounter, get in that particular life. Everything depends upon karma. So we should not complain or blame to anybody. But what can we do? God gave us this blessed human life. We can change our destiny through karma. If we do good, if we think good, we will be good. We will get virtue, we will get peace and joy in life, and vice versa. A true devotee surrender is the last stage in spiritual life, self-surrender. As long as we have egos, we cannot surrender. We depend on ourselves. We think that money can give all protection, my law, everything I can achieve and attain through money. But when we see that Steve Jobs, who invented that iPad, iPhone, all these things, pancreas cancer took him away. All best doctors in the world could not save his life. So a devotee surrenders. In the Bhagavad Gita also we find toward the end Krishna says, Sarva dharman parityajya mamekam saranam braja aham tvam sarva papebhyo moksha ishyami ma shucha. give up all of your duties. Take refuge in me. Mamekam saranam braja. It is a command. Take refuge in me. Om tvam sarva papibhyo mokshayishyami. I shall save you from all of your sins and bad karma. Mashucha, do not grieve. Surrender to me. So, here also we find a great devotee is surrendering to God and surrendering himself to God. Then next verse also is very beautiful. That is one of the beautiful definition of devotion. May I think of thee with that strong love which the ignorant cherish for the things of the world, and may that love never cease to abide in my heart. Attachment. Most people have attachment for family, for money, for house, for so many things. If we have that kind of a strong attachment to God, easily we could find God. Attachment. That Sri Ramakrishna says, mother's attachment for the child or attraction for the child, a chaste woman's attachment for her husband, and a miserly person's attraction for money. If we can put these three attractions or attachments together, we shall see God. That's Sri Ramakrishna said. So, we want to transcend this Maya by the grace of the Divine Mother, who is the Shakti of Brahman, which we shall talk tonight. So let us pray to the Lord for devotion so that he can protect us from this from his bewitching Maya. Om. सहनाभवतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्वेषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्ति। मे ब्रह्मन् प्रोटेक्टस्, मे हि गाइड अस्, मे हि गिव अस स्ट्रेंथ एंड राइट अंडरस्टैंडिंग। मे लव एंड हार्मनी बी विद अस ऑल। ओम पीस 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 बी अनटू ऑल। पंचदोषी वा वेदारण्य मुनि वी आर नाउ गोइंग टू स्टडी माया। माया इज अ स्टेटमेंट ऑफ फैक्ट। व्हाट वी आर, what we are seeing in front of us. Who we are and what we are seeing. This is all Maya. Subject, predicate, object. Subject, object. I see the world. I am Maya. The world is also is Maya. So Maya is watching Maya. Funny. It's a mysterious phenomenon, this Maya. The verse 139. Vishmayika shariraya maya shau बुद्धिमध्वी। माया इज एन एम्बॉडीमेंट ऑफ मार्वेलसनेस एंड डाउट। द वाइज मस्ट केयरफुली फाइंड आउट मीन्स एंड मेन मेक एफर्ट टू रिमूव इट। विस्मयको शरीराया मायाया च उद्योरूपथ चौद्यूपथ अन्य परिहारो वैसा बुद्धिमद्वि प्रयत्नत। हाउ कैन आई रिमूव माया फ्रॉम मी। इन ड्रीम at that time, mind entered into a nerve called hita. We are dreaming a big mountain, a big lion. So many things we see. Somebody murdered me. I cried out. All these things happening in the dream state when you're dreaming. Sometimes good dreams, bad dreams, horrible dreams. So many things come in the mind. The moment sleep breaks, those things become false. The lion, tiger, murder, mountain, food disappear. Why do they come from? Why do they go? See the power of Maya. Sometimes there is a story in the Ramayana, Ravana is a king and he was dreaming that he was riding a horse and entered in a deep forest. There he found a daughter of a person and got married there and then had children, and many years he lived there. All of a sudden he got up and found that he was in his bed. But hundreds, so many years passed over his mind. That is Maya. This scripture will tell us, if all great scholars of the world try to explain Maya, will fail. You see, for the reason Vedanta says, don't chase Maya to know Maya. Why? This little child, you tell the child again and again the ghost story, ghost story, ghost story, ghost story. That ghost will enter inside that girl or a boy. Ghost, ghost. The more you tell a story about ghost, the more that conviction comes to the little child. There is ghost. Oh, there is ghost. At night time she will cry. Oh, ghost, ghost, ghost. For that reason, Swamiji was very much against telling the children to tell all the ghosts and all these wrong stories. You're ruining the child. The child is convinced that ghost exists because they were telling a story every night to that little child. For the reason, the more you think about it, the more it becomes real to you. But if you do not think about Maya, Maya slowly, slowly, just you have to reverse it. Think about Brahman, about God. Then Maya will go away from it. That's what Sri Ramakrishna told again and again. The more you go toward the east, the west goes far and far behind you. Move toward the east. Move toward God. Then Maya, this world, will slow, day by day, will go away from you. This is the whole, that is called spiritual life. So the more you are thinking of the Maya, how can I conquer lust, how can I conquer lust, that means you are cultivating lust in your mind all the time. Just ignore. That he is talking about. Maya is floating on the unpure consciousness, Shakti. But Shakti cannot contaminate the consciousness. It remains above. So he says, Shastraji, Srishtyadi Maya Raja Varnaji. Then why does the scripture talk about Maya, how to get rid of Maya, all these stories, practice spiritual disciplines? Why do you do these scriptures, instruct these things? He's answering. Shakha Chandra Nayayana. In India, when a young couple married, the mother-in-law show the daughter-in-law, do you see the tree? Yes, at night time. Do you see the branch of the tree? Yes. Do you see the top of the tree? Yes. Do you see above the top of the tree there is a moon? Yes. Do you see next to the moon there is a big star? Yes. Did you see there is a seven stars in the cluster of seven stars? Yes. Do you see the corner star? Yes. That star is called Vashishtha. Do you see that big star, that Vashishtha star? There is a small tiny star? Well, yes. That is called Arundhati. So this is, as the Vashishtha and Arundhati, this big star and that small star always live together, So my sweet daughter, mother-in-law tells the daughter-in-law, newly married, henceforth stay with your husband all through your life. Look the Indian custom, how meaningful those things are. So he was talking about that thing. So you cannot catch Chaitanya. So we'll have to go through this Maya. Do you see Ramakrishna? Yes, I see his picture. Ramakrishna is also Maya. Because he has a name, he has a form. Do you see Ramakrishna? Yes. Hey, hold on, Ramakrishna. Then slowly, slowly you will go to that pure consciousness. Neam in Samadhi, Ramakrishna name, form will disappear. It is called Shakha Chandranaya. It is a technique to teach gross students to subtle things. Point out the subtle things. If you search Maya, you will fail, definitely fail. Next stage, Maya created this world. If Maya is false, the world is also false. Your problems are also not real. Because all these problems, everything is coming from Maya. So the mother is unreal, the children are also unreal. That is the way, think about this. Now this Maya created the world. There are three schools. Arambhavad. Arambhavad means the world has been created from atoms. Billions of atoms created this world. The Naya school says, your cloth made from the yarn, from the thread. But thread is not cloth. But thread is the cause. And the cloth is the effect, cause and effect. So there is a cause that the thread made this cloth. That they give this example. So God, consciousness, created this world from matter. This world is real to them. This world is real. So God is just like a potter. And this world is just like a clay. So he is rotating. Today I shall make only cups. And here is the wheel. The potter's wheel is rotating. The moment he says cups, that moment he is a cup. Today I shall make plate. Today flower base. Today glass. Whatever comes to his mind, his finger goes on the clay that way. And you have seen how the potters make the pot. So God is the efficient cause, and this world is the material cause. That is the view of the logicians. Shankara philosopher says, the cause is real, and effect is also real. If there is no oil in the sesame seed, you cannot get the oil. You can crush sand. Oil is not there. Sand cannot bring the oil because oil is not there. But sesame seed, mustard seed, peanut, it has oil there. You cannot see it. But you crush it, you will get oil. So this thing, the cause is also real. Effect is also real. And the other people says, cause is real, the effect is real, cause is real, effect is not real, because the Sage is not the cloth. Cloth is different. And this is Srishti. They have a theory of creation. Vedanta Vivartavad says, this world is just like magic show of the magician. Not real. But you see, it is real. My headache is real, my center is real, my lecture is real, my DVD videotape is real, all these things are real. But you see, it is not absolutely real. Anyhow, what they say, that when there is a snake, there is a rope on the floor, due to darkness, you see rope. Somebody says, oh no, it is a watermark. Oh no, that is a crack on the floor. Oh no, there must be a garland. So all these people are projecting on the same rope. But actually it is a same rope. But actually it is a rope. It is not a snake, it is not a garland, it is not other things. So when light comes, when you are illumined, we see the things as it is. That is the way they discuss these things. Anyhow, we are searching ignorance. Where is the ignorance? This commentator Major Imam, have you seen your mother's birth? Nobody has seen their mother's birth. You have seen perhaps your children's birth, but you have not seen your mother's birth. So mother is the ignorance. Ignorance is the mother of all these problems. So we do not know how this ignorance was born. But we can see this ignorance, the effect. We do not see it, it is so subtle, we cannot see it. How do we see the ignorance? Through three ways we see ignorance. Through desha paricheda, kala paricheda, vastu paricheda. The ignorance manifests as the space. The ignorance manifests as time. The ignorance manifests as objects. All the empirical worldly knowledge comes through three ways. Time. I came yesterday from Washington, D.C. That is yesterday. Time. I am giving class right now. Time. Then, desha. I was Washington, D.C., not in St. Louis yesterday. Today I am in St. Louis. Desha. Vastu. Object. You see, the thing which I ate yesterday in Washington, D.C., that I did not eat here today. I ate something different. Vastu. Object. Every object you know, I got the knowledge of the object. That is a chair. That is a sweater, that is a bag, that is a microphone. We see objects, 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 objects. That is the way we get knowledge. But this dish, space, color, time, object are all in the domain of Maya that we perceive through the senses. In deep sleep, they disappear. When we come back, again they appear. Just see the mystery of this Maya. In deep sleep, they are going to tell us the mystery of the sleep. Whole thing disappears. So where is the world? It is in the mind. This whole world is vibrating in the mind. You are a good person. You are a bad person. Good, bad, all I am projecting through my mind. If I am good, I shall see good in everything. If I am a bad person, I shall see bad in everything. I am seeing the world through my eyes. You are seeing the world through your eyes. Everybody sees the world from his or her eyes. There is a saying, ham bhalo cha jagat bhalo. If I am good, the world is good. If I am bad, the world is bad. amazing how this world so living in this Maya, we do not know how to, what is Maya, we cannot answer. As we cannot explain darkness by darkness, we cannot explain Maya by Maya. We have a beautiful saying, Shorsher Moddhi Bhut. Perhaps you are possessed by a ghost, and here an exorcist. He brought some mustard seed, and repeating mantra to throw on you so that all the ghost will go away. But the ghost entered the mustard seed, so my throwing on you will not affect, will not do anything. So this Maya is everywhere, pervading. As I told you, Maya has two departments, good Maya, bad Maya. You meditate, you come to Vedanta class, this is all good Maya. This Maya will help you to get liberation. This Maya will help you to realize God in this life. So Maya has also, sometimes we say, oof, Maya, I hate Maya. Hari, Maya is also sometimes gives suffering to us so that our mind goes toward God. Otherwise it will go to the world. Suffering also is a boon sometimes. Disease, sufferings. We do not understand those things, you know, mysterious. Next, doubt. But the nature of Maya must be determined before trying to eradicate it. Reply, all right, do so. Apply the popular definition of magic on Maya. Maya is undefinable, so no higher definition is possible. Maya is like a magic show. It's clearly manifest, yet it is inexplicable. It cannot be clearly expressed, and it is obtrusively visible. The above popular definition of Maya is not unsatisfying. But Brahman, though undefinable, is not visible. Hence the definition does not apply here. Again, the horns of hair is a clear expression, but is contentless. It cannot be seen. Here are the definitions is inapplicable. As I told you, sometimes Maya, it does not exist, but you can see. That is Maya. It does not exist, but you can see. Example, mirage. Water, sun reflects in the desert and glitters on the sun, on the sand, and you think there is water. And you rush to that place and you see there is no water. It is illusion. There is water. Or the mother of pearl shell on the seashore, when the sun shines on it, we see a sparkling like silver, sterling silver. But actually it is a shell. This reflection creates this delusion, illusion, confusion. That is Maya. The thing which is not, but it will show you it is real, it is true. The snake is not there, but the rope is there, but you think it is a snake. It is a mysterious phenomenon. Nobody can define, it is hard to define Maya, but we know what Maya is. We are all the time in Maya, suffering, pain, these, that. How can we get rid of it? Vedanta says, don't say why, but there is an answer of how. You cannot explain Maya what is why. Swamiji says, that is a, you will have to go beyond Maya to explain Maya. So the people, those who have illumined, they are beyond Maya. From there they saw the play of Maya. It is a mysterious phenomenon. This verse is very, very interesting. Na nirupayitum shakya vispashtam bhasate chaja sa maya iti indra jaladau loka samprati pediti. People understand that to be maya, which though clearly seen is at the same time beyond all determination as in the case of magic show. We see, I remember when I was in college, I went to see P.C. Sarkar magic in New Empire Theater in Calcutta in 1955. So what happened, I saw he's the greatest magician in the world. He brought a car on the stage and four girls sat in the car, and all of a sudden, he made a magic and of the car, and the four girls completely disappeared from the stage. We saw it was there, all of a sudden disappeared. Then he brought another girl and put it in a wooden box, and he brought a chainsaw, and he was showing how sharp this saw is, the cutting the wood, showing. So he put that girl, and then he put a chainsaw, whoosh, he cut it. We saw that girl in the, he saw, he showed inside, he cut it, and then he pushed both sides separate. The girl was not there. Then after 2-3 minutes, we saw that girl was coming from the back to the audience. Hi, I am here. You know, our Swami Adisharandaji used to tell this story. We know that magician will not cut that girl. But we bought the ticket paying $50. We spent $50 to see a magic. The magician will show the girl, you know, here I cut the girl, but the girl will not be cut. This is Maya. No, nirupitu, but be spashto. You cannot ascertain it, but it is there. My car, my home, my everything is there. But I cannot ascertain. We are living in the Maya. When Radhu was sick, Holy Mother's niece, and mother was very attached to her niece. So somebody made a remark, Mother, you have so much Maya. Mother smiled and said, it is true, my Maya, I have to play. Mahamaya or Maya, that is the one chapter I wrote in Holy Mother's book, Mahamaya or Maya, the Maya of the Divine Mother, how Divine Mother, who is Maya herself, how she plays with Maya. If you read Mother's life, you will know how to play the Maya with Maya. She's playing. When magician's wife, son, they know what her sons do, but he brings a lot of money showing the magic. His wife is happy. He makes fool people and bring money. I get good food, good ornament, good jewelry, good card, and I do not care what she shows. Magician. He plays Maya. Maya. Maya, there is a layer of Maya. Some people's Maya is thick, thin, very thin. Those are very gross. Do you know why? They only understand food and your enjoyment. Nothing else. very gross, like animals. Food and enjoyment, sense enjoyment. Their maya is very thick. Then some people's mind goes higher. No, I shall not stay all the time physical plane. I shall come to the mental plane, intellectual plane, spiritual plane. There are many planes we can switch. Some are gross people, who knows? Very down to earth, very worldly. If you talk to them about God, about the spiritual life, they will be very uncomfortable. But you shouldn't blame them. Do you know why? It is a theory of evolution. But this is his first human birth. He must enjoy. Without enjoyment, there cannot be any renunciation. He must know, I must enjoy. Go ahead. Swamiji said that thing. Marito ganjar, luchito bhandar. If you want to hunt, hunt rhinoceros. Don't hunt an ant. And if you want to loot, loot the king's treasury, not a man on the street. That's what Swamiji said. Seek the highest, do the best. That's a Bengali proverb. Luchito bhandar, marito ganjar. Ganjar means rhinoceros. Big, powerful animal. If you want to hunt, hunt ganjar. And if you want to rob, rob the treasury. That's what Swamiji said. Seek the highest. Maya. What does Maya do? It has two powers. Veiling power, projecting power. Veiling power means put a veil. That is called Anandamaya Kosha, a blissful sheath. Very thin, that we experience during deep sleep. That is the reason after deep sleep, why do you get so rest and peace? Oof, what a beautiful sleep I had. I am refreshed. I am peace. Do you know why? Because you lived with God that time. Deep sleep means that is God. We shall talk about it. Sushupti. Samprasad bhavati. Sandhya Upanishad says, Samprasad. All these human beings, Brihadaranyaka Upanishad says, they are like big fish. Sometimes this bank of the river, sometimes the middle of the river, sometimes the other bank of the river. This is Jagrat, waking stage. This is dream stage. That is sleep stage. Again, that fish comes back to the waking stage. So all these human beings are rotating. Waking stage, dream stage, sleep stage. Again, waking stage, dream stage, sleep stage. If 70, 80, 100 years, we are doing these things. That is Maya. Amazing, this Maya. Why can we not know this mystery of Maya? Niharena prabrita jalpya. Nihar. Mist. M-I-S-T, mist. Fog. Through fog we cannot see right. In mist we cannot see right. So Maya is a mist. It's just blurred our vision. We are supposed to God in everything and every being, but Maya put a mist, cataract. We cannot see right. Maya. One 44. Dihindriyadayo bhava virjinotpadita katham katham va tatra chaitanyam ittukte kim te kim uttaram. Now Panchadashi, the author, is now giving an example to explain that how mysterious this Maya is. Tell us, if you can, how the body and senses came out of the seed, or how consciousness was born in the fetus. What answers will you give to these questions? The Vedantic is asking the questions of the Nayayikas and the other schools of thought. That one drop of semen, sperm, entered the mother's womb. And then consciousness goes there. The little child, you know, in 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, 4 months, develop hands, feet, head, eyes, nose, hair, skin, all this start to develop in that little baby in the mother's womb. Then after 9 months, the child comes out. What answers will you give this question? The naturalist, the answer is, the naturalist says, it is the nature of the seed to evolve into the body with the sense organs and so forth. Reply. What is the basis of your belief? You will perhaps say application of the double method of agreement and difference, but it is not confirmed because in a barren woman, seed produces nothing. Onnay beti, it is a logic. Betirek means if there is no seed, no, there is no children. And if there is a seed, there will be a children. This is the logic. If there is no seed, no semen, no sperm, no children. But if there is a sperm, there is children. Well, no, your logic will not work. Why? Here is a barren woman, here is a man, husband, has a sperm, no child will come. So your seed will not work. It is not universal. There is some exceptions. Or we see some things that there is no sperm, but creation comes. You see, always remember, creation comes in four ways. First is jarayu. Men's female body, female animals, the children come from the jarayu, from the uterus. Then andaja. Beings come through eggs, the birds. You see, beast and men, jarayu. But our birds, they comes from the egg. Jarayuja, andaja, udbija, shetaja. It is the four ways creation comes. Udbija means trees, plants. From the trees comes leaves, you know. There is no semen there. No sperm works there. Or shetaja, from moisture. Bed bugs or some other things, you know, it comes, it is born, there is no sperm or seed that is not there. They are giving example that this is the law you are telling, but your law does not work. Your reason does not work that he is talking about. But application of double method, agreement and difference. Oh, then I think this is the truth. But your truth has some exceptions, so it is not the truth. That is the Vedantic reply. The sperm is the invariable antecedent of the formation of the fetus, but other creatures are born in a different way. Moreover, why a sperm should give rise to fetus is not explicable. Na janami kimopi iti ittadi atyante sharanam tava ataiva mahantvaisya prabodanti. Indrajalutam. In the end, you will have to say, I do not know. Therefore, the wise declare this world to be like a magic show. Finally, when I want to argue with you, what is the next? Egg came from hen, hen came from egg, came from hen, egg. From what is this? When did it come first time? Egg, hen, this formula, you know. Hen comes from egg, then egg comes from egg. When the first time came? But we do not know. The origination is of life is still a mystery. It is only a dogma which the evolutionists speak of spontaneous generation of life. Even if it is agreed that life can come out of non-life, the introduction of consciousness opposed to its nature, to matter, must remain an explicable enigma. Mysterious phenomenon. If you read the Old Testament, you know, the Noah came, 40 days, heavy rain, the whole world was flooded. God came, told that you keep one pair of every things in your ark, Noah's ark. One male, female in this way. Then when the rain was over, then again the creation started. It is a story. But Vedantic creation is very scientific. I think I told you in my Vedanta Sara class that how these five elements evolved from this Punchi Karanam. Anyhow, it is. I shall press one day print for you. I had some here that how this creation came, so all those Vedantic way I showed it. So what shall we do with Maya? You know what? He further said, this one is also very nice. 47. What can be more magical than the fact that the seed in the uterus becomes a conscious individual, that it develops head, hands, feet, and other organs, that it passes through the stages of childhood, youth, and old age, and that it perceives, eats, smells, hears, comes, and goes. Just one, you know, sometimes we think that one drop of liquid substance created this hard bone, this heavy skull, all this came from the liquid substance. One drop. That is a mystery. I read Garbha Upanishad. I read Shankush, theory of evolution, how the beings come. It is really, I saw a movie, it just came from National Geographic. They showed that human being is an incredible machine. No engineers, nobody in this world can create a human body. This human body, so many organs, so many nerves are going on, you know, unconsciously our respiratory system, digestive system, circulatory system, all these things unconsciously going on inside our body. We are unaware of it. How do you digest your food? How your heart is pumping blood all over the system? We do not think about it. But it is going on automatically in human system. Even doctors do not know everything. Our advanced science taking us to explore many things we know now, but still many things are still unknowable. Cancer cells, how it grows, this and that, still they could not find out the cause. They see the effect, but they do not see the cause. If they see, that is the reason the scientists are exploring. If we do not know the cause, then we can cure it. Still guessing the cause. We know this cancer effect, we can see how cancer is spreading. That we can see. But what is the cause of the cancer? Of course, there are various kinds of cancer. So this human life is a mystery. We had a friend. He was a staunch devotee of Gaudapada, who believed, I am not born. I am the Atman. I am birthless, Aja, Amara, Amrita, Abhaya. I am that. I am birthless, I have no body, I have no disease, I am immortal, I am fearless, all these things he used to talk. So one day his mother came to see him. So she was staying in our ashrama in the downstairs in the visitor's room. And my friend was telling, hey, now go downstairs and go and tell your mother, who are you, woman? You say that you are birthless. Now go to your mother and tell, who are you, woman? Just go tell her. We used to tease him because he says, I am birthless. I am not born. Are you not born, but then we tell, your mother has come to see you. We used to make joke with him. But one day another brahmachari, they are two friends. He took this Ajatavada, you know, thing and hit his head with the wall. I was there. I said, shh, stupid. His head will break. But he says that he is not born, so I was testing him, that he has no body. I'm going to don't do this kind of practical joke. Stupid. So he took in his head, and with that brick wall, and hit the head. It is not good. Have a strong common sense. That's Sri Ramakrishna said. Tiger god, lion god, elephant god, snake god, they are all gods. But don't hug them. Salute them from a distance. Hey, tiger god, lion god, please go. Don't come near me. In this way, pass them, don't go near the dog. That's Sri Ramakrishna said, have a strong common sense. All are gods. But sometimes, do you know what? A man came to me, to us, stayed with us. He has a sugar cane plantation in Gujarat, near the sea coast. He said, people try to kill the snakes, but I want to have more snakes and cobra in my sugar plantation. Well, why? They eat all the germs and all the some kind of moth or some kind of various kinds of things which ruins my sugars plants, which snakes eat them. So I have many snakes in my sugar plantation. Sometimes they bite my people. I give them all rubber boot, you know, so that if they're bitten me. But if sometimes bit, I keep the medicine also nearby so that people will not die. The snake is also a good thing. Cobra, they're eating all the pests in the sugar plantation. You know, this world is a sometimes bad things also. There are things, it may be enemy to you, but it is something good for you. All right. Om Satoma Sadgamaya Tamasoma Jyotirgamaya Mrityurma Amritam Gamaya Abhiravirmayedi Rudrajatte Dakshinamukham Tinamam Pahi Nityam Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Lead us from the unreal to the real. Lead us from darkness to light. Lead us from death to immortality. Light us through and through and guide us evermore with thy loving presence. Peace, peace, peace be to all. All right, we finished up to 147. Jai Ma.